Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Love. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Read that part again. There is no fear in love. How much? No fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Cast it out. The more love, the revelation of God's love for you comes up in you, it pushes out the fear, and all that's left is boldness. So much so that he said, in the very day of judgment, you and I can stand boldly, not fearing judgment, not fearing punishment. Why? Because we know our sins have been washed away. Amen. Do you have to fear punishment right now? Do you have to fear judgment right now? Do you have to kind of wonder, well, you know, I did a lot of bad stuff when I was a young person and before I got saved, and you know, you reap what you sow, and I guess one of these days, you see, Christians, they're supposed to know better, good Christians, things begin to happen in their life, and they say, well, I guess this is just, you know, some of my old life coming on me. Well, you don't know the love of God. Well, you got to reap what you sow. No, you don't. Not if Jesus reaped it for you. I said, not if Jesus reaped it for you. Go with me, if you would, to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. And the 4th chapter. This is where we left off last night. Let me review just a little bit for those of you that haven't been with us. We've talked about the love of God. We've talked about it being the mark of the true Christian. Here we talked about it being the basis and operation of our faith, the means whereby all fear is expelled. And we said in life you live by one of two basic laws, the law of the flesh or the law of Christ. The law of the flesh is you living for you, living for yourself, believing that you just strive to get whatever you can get to make you happy. The law of Christ is bearing one another's burdens and fulfilling the law of the Christian, acting like him, believing that full joy comes from laying down your life for another. Amen. We said that two of the major keys that'll keep you right in the vein and flow of love is, number one, joy. Amen. If you think you're walking in love and you're just getting sadder and sadder and more depressed, you're not doing it right. You're in the wrong vein. Everybody say joy.
Joy.
He said, this is the commandment I'm giving you, the commandment of love, so that my joy might remain in you and your joy might be full. But then secondly, we said that if, you know, there is a suffering according to the will of God, and we want to be like the Master, willing to lay down our life for somebody else and willing to suffer, willing to be put out, willing to be inconvenienced, but only if it helps another. Right? This is what will separate you from the errors in some doctrines that are in the church. You got people that believe they're suffering all kinds of things, even being sick and being broke and tormented, just for their own some kind of mystical spiritual development. But if somebody is not benefiting from you being inconvenienced or put out, then what good is it? And all the sufferings of the Master that he endured, it wasn't for himself. It was for another. It was for us. So the sufferings that are according to the will of God, the sufferings according to the Christ, are sufferings for somebody else that benefits somebody else. Now we went through a number of scriptures talking about that, and I didn't get through. I want to finish that in getting to something else. Are you there in 2 Corinthians? In 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 15. 2 Corinthians 4:15. If you back up, you see that he talked about being troubled, being distressed, not distressed in the trouble, but being perplexed, being persecuted, being cast down, bearing about in his body the dying of the Lord Jesus. I mean, Paul went through a lot of stuff. How many know that? But in verse 15, he says, but all these things are what? For your sakes. Why was he going through all that? He's going through it for the Corinthians and for the Ephesians and for the Colossians and for the Philippians and for you and I that would benefit from all this, the revelation that he got and taught and preached. All these things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, for though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. But our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Did you hear what he called all the stuff he went through? I told you it was light and easy. Huh? But our what? Light affliction. Now remember, we told you about Brother Vic Victory and Brother Terry Trial. You remember that? See, why would Paul call all? I mean, he got beat up. He got stoned. He got run out of town. I mean, all the stuff he went through, he calls light affliction. It's how you see it. I said, it's how you see it. And it's the spiritual momentum that you have when you get to it and that you go through it with. We're all going through the same common trials, but it's our spiritual momentum we approach them with and how we handle them that makes the difference whether we think it's a terrible, terrible thing or whether it's just light affliction. And our light affliction, which is what? Just for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Skip down to the fifth chapter, please. 5:14. I wanted to finish this foundation of things here before we moved on. 5:14 says, for the love of Christ constrains us, compels us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Should we live unto ourselves? Should we live for ourselves? Should we live, get up every morning and pursue to make ourselves happy? In the end, if you live your whole life trying to make you happy, and you get everything that you think you want, and you get yourself in every position that you think you want yourself to be in, will you be happy when it's all said and done? You will not. People don't believe this, but the Master said it. If you strive for your own life, and if you try to hold on to it, what did he say would happen? You will lose it. But what if you lay it down for others? What if you don't live for yourself? What if you live for the Lord, which equals living for other people? What if you do that? He said, you'll find it. Amen? And he said, my joy will be in you. Is there any greater joy and satisfaction than being used of God to meet somebody's need? Having a word that somebody needs. Having money that they need. Being in a position to be a blessing. Being in a position to take a burden off of somebody. Is there any greater blessing? Is there any greater joy or satisfaction than that? There is not. Let's keep reading. Go on over, if you would, to the 8th chapter. Well, for time's sake, just go to the 12th chapter. All these scriptures are good. You know that. You have to watch it. You'll read all of them. 2 Corinthians 12. 2 Corinthians 12, Paul had been talking throughout this chapter about things he had gone through. In verse 10, 2 Corinthians 12:10, Therefore I what? Take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for my spiritual development's sake. No. For what? Is that going to benefit other people? Yes. For Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, when I've spent out, when I've given out, then am I strong? Then is there an inflow from God? Did you see the first phrase? I take pleasure in it. There's the joy. If you get caught up in this thing about, well, we're suffering for the Lord, we're working hard and it's bad, but later on there's glory, then you're missing the mark. And what you do will be in vain. We'll show you that later in 1 Corinthians 13. But he said, I take pleasure in it. Verse 12, truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience and signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Verse 14, he said, the third time I'm ready to come to you and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you. I'm not after your stuff, I'm after you. For the children ought not lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. Now get this. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. I'll do it how? Very gladly. Did you get this? This will open up whole realms to you right here. I told you, you can't separate this love from this joy. Paul said, I've done all this. We've been beat up. We've been kicked. We've been stoned. We've been run out of town. We've been hungry. We've been in the cold. We've been afloat in the sea for days. We've been betrayed. We've been all of this. But he said, I will very gladly spend everything I got and be completely spent for you. For you. Why? Because this was helping them. The devil was trying to stop him from getting to these churches, stop this revelation from getting out, but he made up his mind nothing could stop him till he had run his course and finished. And he said, I will gladly. Why don't you just make that whole confession? I will very gladly spend and be spent for others.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Love, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me life.